This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. With cooler temperatures settling in across Kansas, K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd says that homeowners shouldn't be too surprised to start seeing some nuisance pests in the home.
Yeah, this is the time of year, Jeff, when we start seeing the Asian ladybird beetle, which is always prevalent. They'll come on the south side of a building, sun themselves, and then they'll come in. A box elder bug, crickets and others. We call these nuisance pests. They come in. They're not going to cause any harm. They're just trying to find protection for the wintertime. The best way to deal with Asian ladybird beetle is to spray like a pyrethroid-based insecticide to repel them, or you can vacuum them up. Once they're inside, they tend to reside on the south side of a building, congregating in the corners of window sills. And you can vacuum them up and then put them outside. There's no need to spray. We don't recommend it. There's no need to spray. They're just really going to sit there and use up all their metabolic energy until the spring when they want to be active. They'll start moving around. That's really the best way to deal with Asian ladybird beetles. Once they're inside, just vacuum up and then put them outside. In fact, there's some pretty good studies that have come out of Ohio ever since the introduction of this insect in the 1980s. It was brought here to deal with the pecan aphid down in Georgia. Homes are a lot cleaner because people are vacuuming the windows. But yeah, if you have any questions, you can always contact the Department of Entomology at Kansas State. But that's really the best means or strategies to deal with it.
People may also be seeing some insects on the flowering mums.
Yes. What we're seeing, this is the year for fall mums, chrysanthemums, and there's an insect called the spotted cucumber beetle. It's related to the striped cucumber beetle, and it is feeding on the flowers. If you go out there and notice your flowers are chewed upon, you'll see this insect yellow-green with black dots, spots, markings on the abdomen. That's the spotted cucumber beetle. And the best way to deal with it is either just hand-pick them, vacuum them, whatever. You could have sprayed an insecticide as long as it doesn't harm the flowers, but they're out right now feeding on chrysanthemum flowers.
And they will cause damage.
They cause substantial damage in high numbers. In fact, we've seen chrysanthemums that, you know, basically have lost their aesthetic appeal because of the damage caused by the adults.
Also time to maybe catch up on some of the bagworms.
Yes. This is the time of year to go out there and hand pick or hand remove the female bags. Now, remember, if you see bags with a brown papery case protruding from the bottom, that's a male. There's no eggs there. Remember that bagworms overwinter as eggs, and each bag with the female can contain between 500 to 1,000 eggs. So if you've got a weekend, you've got nothing to do, go out there for a couple hours and just take the bags, put them in some soapy water, about a 1 to 10 solution, let them sit there for about 15 minutes, and then dump it out into an area where there's full sun. And that usually kills them. So you pick the bags off, but you still got to kill the caterpillars inside the bags. And that's why you put them in some soapy water to do that and then dump them out in a hot area where it just kind of, you know, heats them up. Or you can put them in a plastic bag, seal it, and put it out in the sun, and that will kill them. At least the caterpillars will not leave the plastic bag.
The other thing to think about right now is also just make sure that you're removing debris.
Yes. This is the time of year, primarily in vegetable gardens and even in ornamentals, landscapes, is removing any debris, leftover plant material, some leaves, because these are areas where a number of insects can overwinter. For vegetable gardens, you know, squash bug overwinters as an adult, cholera potato beetle, asparagus beetle, they will use debris to overwinter. So removing it will remove the hiding places. Certain insects will overwinter leaves. I know people use that for mulch. You can shred it, use it in your compost pile or whatever. But sanitation, of course, is the first line of defense against any insect mite and even disease problems. So removing this debris, especially in vegetable gardens, you know, tomatoes, old peppers, whatever, remove them, get them out of there. And that will alleviate, not eliminate, but alleviate potential problems for next year.
Always have a lot of fact sheets available, or they can also contact just their local extension office.
Yes, they can contact their local extension office. They can access the KSU bookstore for extension publications. We have publications on almost all of the insect pests related to landscapes, gardens, livestock, and field crops. So you just get online or contact your extension office, and they could provide information on how to obtain an extension publication like on squash bug or any of the numerous pests that are a problem in horticultural cropping systems.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd. Again, for more information, contact your local extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.